shoot a little video for him right now when we're done.
Awesome, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to throw something at you. I don't know if you realized. You are the last hangover from the Monday Night War days still going.
Really?
On national TV.
Really?
Maybe Billy Gunn over at AEW, but...
WWE.
There's no. I don't think there's anybody else out there who was in the trenches during the Monday Night War time.
Wow.
Can you, knowing that information now, can you tell me what it was like back during that time from the WCW side? Because the Cruiserweight division got praised so hard in WCW, but it wasn't talked about when it really comes heavy when it comes to the Monday Night War.
Yeah, so I think the Cruiserweight division was the exciting part of WCW that fans really enjoyed watching, maybe at that time because they were tired of seeing too much of the same thing over and over. So the exciting matches were the Cruiserweight matches.
Yeah.
And having talent that was incredible at that time, like the Eddies and like the Malenkos and like the Jerichos, not given an opportunity to really shine, and always the same guys on top. I just remember personally getting booked and going out there every night and giving everything I had, you know, to put on a good match for the fans. I wasn't too involved with the storylines. I wasn't too involved in the political side of the sport. I just wanted to go out there and perform and have a good time.
Cool. Oh, I'm glad I was able to share that with you.
Yeah, thank you.
You came here into WWE in 2002. Your first WrestleMania was WrestleMania 19. Can you talk about both on how the company and the event has sort of evolved from when you first got here to where it is now?
It's crazy. The evolution of the sport in general has been amazing. To see just how much we have grown over the years, and now with the merge of UFC and WWE and TKO, and how everything just has evolved for the better is incredible. You know, I'm truly thankful and happy to have an opportunity to still keep performing at the level that I have been, and to be an inspiration to this generation of wrestlers, like the Ricochets, like the Dragon Lees, who are coming in here and killing it. That aspect of the growth of the company has been amazing. The fact that I want to say that I was one of those pioneers that opened up the doors for talent like Ricochet and again Dragon Lee to eventually get an opportunity to wrestle, because I when WCW was closed down, I didn't think I was going to get hired by WWE.
Really?
Yes, because they told me to sit back on my contract, and I thought that was a way for them to say,
interested,
but we're not, you know. But sure enough, when my WCW contract ended, they called me right away, and we sat down, and we locked in the deal. So to see that growth over the past 20-plus years has been really amazing.
Well, listen, I appreciate the time. They gave you the wrap-up sign. So I really
What's your son's name?
Brett.
Brett?
Yeah.
Let's shoot a video.